Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watcher Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all the crap we love to talk about on ye old bruvs. I'm Ronnie. Guess who I'm with? He's gorgeous. He's talented. He's thin. He's young. He's fresh. It's Ben Mandelker. Hello, Ben.
Hi. Hi. How's it going?
Hi. We are heading off to Boston in the morning. We're going to be in Boston. Then we're going to go to Detroit. Then we're going to go to Chicago. In Boston, we're going to be doing Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Reunion Part 2. In Detroit, we'll be doing a classic Vanderpump Rules episode entitled It's Not About the Pasta. And in Chicago, we will be doing Sommerhausen. So join us for those. We're also going to be in Texas for two dates. In May, we're going to be doing Austin and also Dallas. And then we're going to be in Las Vegas on May 15th-ish. We're so excited for all of these shows. Come see us. Get your tickets and ticket links over at watchwhatcrappens.com. You'll also find our Patreon link there where we just did a two-part White Lotus finale recap. So that's up now. Go get that. Go check out Ben's NBD Fancy blog over on Substack, which you can also find links to on his Instagram. And my Instagram, where I'm doing travel logs for Italy, where I was last year, the Vatican Museum. So go check those out. And that's enough plug-in. Today, we are here. Denise, you made it. Season one. Denise Richards and her wild things made it through season. Goddamn motherfucking season one. A big cocks on Aaron and his wild bitches. All right.
What we're doing. What an exciting time. Can my two daughters talk to each other like adults? Maybe we'll find out by the end of the episode. Either way, Aaron's got a big dick. Big dick.
It's got a huge one, which they showed Aaron in jeans showing his big wiener off through his jeans. I was like, holy mother, is that a toddler in there? What you got hiding in there, boy? That thing was gigantic.
I missed that entirely. I didn't see that at all.
Oh, you did? Oh, yeah. He's walking into the photo shoot, and that thing is humongous. I mean, you know, wear some underwear. Have some respect, sir. Some of us are trying to work here.
Wow. Well, the episode opens up with Denise sitting on the sofa.
I have to say, no narrative in this episode. By this one, they're like, listen, we said eight episodes. Just put some shit in there. It doesn't have to even make any sense. Just throw whatever we didn't put in and we'll get. Even Denise's opening monologue doesn't really make any sense.
Yeah.
Did you notice?
Nothing. It's been a few weeks since the show had a narrative. I think like somewhere with the around the Patrick Muldoon episode was where they officially just sort of like we're just gonna show you footage that we shot. You know, that's basically all this show is.
This is just kind of a slice of life type thing. So she starts telling her story in the beginning like normal. She's like, you know, being in the public eye in Hollywood, that's where, you know, a lot of times people think that they know my family and they think that they know my ex or that they know me. So, for example, and then we never go back to this. I don't know what that had to do with anything.
Nothing.
But her story is, well, Charlie and I went to the SAG Awards and we were fighting in the car and he was mad at me because, you know, I wasn't crack. So that was rough. You know, he just really wanted to chop me up and smoke me. And I'm like, I'm too big for a pipe. So that was upsetting.
Yeah, it's a rough time. So we were there at the SAG Awards and, you know, I saw Johnny Depp and his wonderful wife at the time. And I was like, good, you know, the two of us just picking two good men. We got good pickers, you know. And it was funny, you know, talking to both of them because she was like, oh, my God, you're so cute. Look how cute she is. She's pregnant. I said, oh, my God, look at how nice your husband is. You guys, you know what? You know what I can tell behind closed doors? You guys have a lot of happiness, you know? And little did you know, 3 weeks later, I was filing for divorce from this guy. It's hilarious.
So what does that have to do with everybody thinking that they know you just because they see you on TV? I didn't understand it all, but I like that the camera guy's like, nope, that made perfect sense. Let's just keep it moving. keep it. We have $5 more left. Okay, yeah. Let's just keep it moving.
I thought she'd be like, we got out of the car and we were fighting and everyone thought there was trouble in paradise, but that had nothing to do with anything in the story. She's just like, I saw Johnny Depp one time.
It's funny because she says it like it's a full story. And then the producer's like, yep. Made total sense. All right, let's just keep going. So she's like, yeah, you never know what goes on behind closed doors. It's hanging out much. I can tell you, spoiler alert, big dick. Big dick.
Those doors can barely close. Well, that's how big the dick is. So we go to townhouse.
So we go to townhouse number one, where Denise is wiping makeup off a bra. And Aaron's like, what are you doing, babe? Holy crap, is this some kind of thing that women do? God, women are crazy, am I right?
Yeah, she's like, well, yeah, I gotta wipe up off the body makeup. And then he's like, God, it's everywhere. She's got it on the walls. It's in the truck. And Sammy is like, yeah, if you can't find her, you just have to look for her stains everywhere, which was an issue a few episodes ago. She's like, Mom, don't get your like body makeup all over my brand new Bronco.
Yeah. So she's like, all right, let's do some on you, Aaron. I'm going to body makeup on you. Let's take off that shirt. God damn, you're hot, Aaron. Jeez, look at this body. You guys see this? Keep your boners in your panties, mine, all right, lady? So I'm going to put some makeup on Aaron. He's like, yeah, look at me. I'm a guy, but I'm getting body makeup on. This is like turning all the basic rules of society upside down. Only us, babe. Only yeah, we're crazy. Us. Am I right?
And we see her in the confessional on the couch. She goes, okay, guys, I'm just going to do a quick tan one. And she gets up from the sofa. And there's just like a giant orange Adrian Maloof stain on the white sofa. So he's like, she's like, you know, Aaron, you looked good with the spraying and the body makeup. He's like, I don't really see a difference. Well, I saw a difference. I'm just kidding. Babe, you look good either way. Look, doesn't matter what color that dick is. It's all about the inches, of which there are many.
Let's get some body makeup on your scrotum. So she makes him a coffee, and he's like, I can't touch my arms to my side because I'm a man with body makeup. What do I do? I'm like a robot now. How do I walk?
It's funny what women do. So then we go to Sammy. She's driving her pink Bronco around with her sidekick Leah. And then they like pull over like a Mulholland Drive somewhere to do photos. And so Sammy gets on top of her Bronco and is doing pics. And Leah's like, yes, yes, get the side profin. Yes. Oh, you know what? It is perfect, Loki. Like, it is great. Oh my God. Such a good show. Sammy, is there a pose you cannot nail? Because you are nailing every single one of them.
Yeah, it's like low-key hot. It's like low-key hot. Just, is it weird to find barefoot? Just don't be barefoot. Not for free. So, OnlyFans friends. They're like, you're not giving that shit for free against Instagram. It's almost rent time. All right.
It's good to see that Sammy is living a fascinating life. And then we go over to Eloise.
Do you see men with extra money jerking off in a bush somewhere? No, keep your feet in your shoes, man. Okay.
That is premium content. So we go to Eloise with her tutor and they're exchanging string cheese, which is cute. And then we go to Lola and she's at her place and she's with her friend. She goes, so should we do a TikTok? And her friend's like, yeah. So then they start dancing with spatulas. They're like, in the kitchen.
It's like, oh my God, Sarah, I'm like going to pass out now. That was like so much.
Just the juxtaposition between these two girls' social media. One's like, do we let guys jerk off your toes for free or not? She's like, no. And then the other one, she's like, let's dance with a spatula.
It's going to break the internet. This will be so good on TikTok. Spatula dancing. So then Denise is showing. She's like, "Hey, Aaron, you know, I think I was thinking about wearing this to the premiere tonight." And but they still have all their body makeup on, so they get out hair dryers to speed it up to make it dry. So this is what we do for the red carpet. I mean, you know, I haven't been to a premiere for a while, you know, and I'm really excited to go for Garcelle. Let me tell you something. When Aaron gets there, I'll tell you what the name of her movie will be: Big Dick Not Missing.
Big Dick Not Missing 19. Okay. Yeah, it's not, you don't have to go to the opening of an envelope, as they say. But, you know, if you're not in a lot of pictures, you know, you're out of sight, out of mind, they'll hire someone else. So she's talking about she's talking about Bond with Aaron. She's like, you know, it's funny when I did Bond, which I feel like at this point, when was that movie? How many
years? 2000. That was like, 25 years ago. Yeah. Which is
she
crazy.
She brings up Bond. Bond is brought up a lot. So she's like, you know, when I did Bond, honey, he's like, oh God, here we go. Fuck yeah. Let's talk about Bond. She's, you know, I had no idea how big that fucking movie was. You know, it's a big one. It's a franchise, honey. It's like McDonald's, but of movies, you know, and that means they've got like different Bonds. You know, he goes, oh yeah, babe, I know. I know. You know, like, do you expect me to talk, Littlefinger? Hey, make my day. Get off my lawn. I got the need for speed.
Right? All right. Okay. Listen, your selling point is your dick, not your impersonations. Hey, it doesn't suck. That's me. I'm your dick, but it's cute. It's a cute impersonation. I like what you're doing. Yeah. I got to tell you something, Pierce. You know, I did Bond with Pierce. He's great. I got to find out about his surgeon. You know, I don't want to do anything to my face, but the way he had such a glow up for Casino Royale. Wow. Pierce looked great in that one. It's like, that was Daniel Craig. Well, I don't care. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. They all had small dicks.
Well, I wish someone would have told me that. I think I'm still calling him Pierce. I sent him a bunk cake last year. Say, dear Pierce, you pierced my heart. Daniel Craig's probably like, what the fuck's wrong with this idiot?
All this time, I thought Pierce was doing a dual role in that. So maybe it's just a single role. What are you talking about? Wasn't he doing that lady also? That was Judi Dench. Wow, geez. I really thought Pierce had more range.
So now they go to theaters and they're at the Tempted by Love premiere. Huge, huge premiere. And Garcelle's on the red carpet posing. And Aaron's like, you know, I think I'm going to ask her where we can park, babes. Like, where do we park? She's like, just go park. Hey, you're fine somewhere. It's LA. It's easy to park. And that's what you do. We all drive here. We've all got parking. Am I right? Some people think that as a celebrity, we don't park. But I'm a celebrity and I park, you know? So figure it out.
One time I went and I parked my car in a garage. I saw Johnny Depp there and I said, I just parked my car. And he said, who are you? And I said, is this Johnny Depp or is this Pierce Brosnan in another one of his makeup outfits? It was Johnny.
So Garcelle's like running in for her event and, you know, she's got people there and she's like eager to get inside. And Denise's like, wait, Garcelle, it's me, Denise Richards from Bond. Hey, and she's like, oh, hi, Denise. So good to see you. Thank you so much for coming out and, you know, supporting. And I don't know what else you're doing, really. The way that you bring little Ziploc bags and put food in it for your daughters. That's just so sweet. Thank you so much for being here.
And Garcelle, when this premiere happened, we got some people who kept on tagging us because Garcelle is wearing a little bow tie and she's doing the full Lisa Vanderpump, you know, magician look. And I didn't really like it. I don't think I like that look really on many people. I mean, Garcelle, I think maybe I'm not going to get into whether or not Garcelle pulls it off better, but she definitely was doing the LVP. And so this was the premiere that it was from. So it was good to finally match the photos with the event at long last.
Yeah. Well, there you go. It was for this. Tempted by love.
Ooh, tempted by Botox.
Brosnan. So I'm showing all right, Garcelle. Well, I wanted to have a conversation with you.
Okay.
Well, I want to say hi, Garcelle. Hi.
She's like, well, hello. How are the girls? You know, those girls of yours.
Saying, oh, yeah, they're a pain in my ass, but they're good, you know. Being a mom in Hollywood.
She says, well, we're mothers, you know, so we know, right? Of course they're a pain in the ass. Well, I love that you came out and supported me. You're such a girl's girl.
You too. All right, hold on.
Could you let go of my wrist now?
I just want to hold your wrist for a minute. No,
please let my wrist go.
I need to get into this premiere, otherwise they'll start saying, black girl missing. It's another film I do.
All right, well, I gotta wait for my husband to park. We're fucking husbands and parking, am I right? Is it only movie star husbands that take forever to park? Or normal husbands like this too? I'm just sitting here waiting, you know.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
At 24, I lost my narrative, or rather it was stolen from me. And the Monica Lewinsky that my friends and family knew was usurped by false narratives, callous jokes, and politics. I would define reclaiming as to take back what was yours. Something you possess is lost or stolen. And ultimately, you triumph in finding it again. So I think listeners can expect me to be chatting with folks, both recognizable and unrecognizable names, about the way that people have navigated roads to triumph. My hope is that people will finish an episode of Reclaiming and feel like they filled their tank up. They connected with the people that I'm talking to and leave with maybe some nuggets that help them feel a little more hopeful. Follow Reclaiming with Monica Lewinsky on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Reclaiming early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Have you ever wondered how a circus performer could become the most powerful woman in the Byzantine Empire?
Even the Royals is a podcast from Wondery that pulls back the curtain on royal families, from ancient empires to modern monarchs, to show you the darker side of what it means to be royalty.
Before she ruled an empire, Theodora was a teen sensation in circus shows, featuring dancing bears, burlesque performers, and blood-soaked chariot races. But when her star came crashing down, she clawed her way from rock bottom to the very top, using everything from comedy to espionage to get there.
Empress Theodora didn't just survive. She revolutionized women's rights across the Byzantine Empire, like changing laws to let women divorce men, own property, and bring abusive men to justice. For all her work in pioneering, she's remembered as the most powerful Byzantine empress in history.
Follow Even the Royals on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Even the Royals early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus.
Aaron is still hunting for a spot. Call me crazy, but if you're at a movie premiere, isn't there like a valet? Isn't there reserved parking? I think they even said, like, do you need some help with your parking? Why is he in the side streets of like Westwood, California, trying to find parking that's legal? Like, get yourself to the valet, sir. You're at a premiere.
Yeah, you would think there's a valet, but maybe there's not one. I mean, I don't know. Westwood is a pain in the ass.
Really. It is a pain.
You can never park in Westwood.
You can't park anywhere.
Hey, I can't even get any wood because it was so hard to park. My big day's West, not even working anymore.
When Aaron's in town, they call West Big Wood, if you know what I'm saying.
You know, you asked me to go to Westwood, I said West wouldn't. All right. Lancy. Parking's a bitch. All right.
So we finally.
She goes inside. Garcelle goes inside, and we cut to Aaron hunting. He's like, parking. All right, let's look there. The parking says, can't park here from 8 p.m. to 8 p.m. I don't know what that means. God, do I have like 10 seconds? Is it like 60 seconds I get to park? 59 seconds? Or does it mean there's no park? What the fuck do these mean? Trash day. All right, I don't know what that. Recycle. Am I supposed to? Is this car recyclable? I don't even fucking know. You fucking park a car in Westwood.
I think this was his first time parking a car, by the way. He was totally confused by the entire process, which admittedly is very confusing in LA, but it was a lot for him to handle. He's like, wait a second. I think Big Pharma wants me to park here. Gotta find another one. So yeah. Then
he's like, I'm parking in an organic space. This was really important. Aaron, if your family is bringing in $4 million a month on OnlyFans, take a helicopter. You know what I mean? Don't park in Westwood. Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, that's very far from Malibu, but still, I mean, worth like, it.
Park at Ralph's and take an Uber from Ralph's. I mean, there are options here. So then Denise is like, where's my husband? Where is he? Hello, there he is. Hey, babe. Not sweet babe. That's Patrick Muldoon. You can see him over the fence there. He's waving. Hey, Patrick, how's it going? Yeah, you're not allowed in. But then Sutton shows up and she's like, oh, hello. Look, I finally get to see you, Denise Richards, former member of my television show. How are you doing? Oh, look, here's my new friend, Jennifer Tilly. Well, I should say my new on-screen friend now that you're gone. Hi, Jennifer Tilly. Meet Denise. She's like, oh, hello. Nice to see you. Nice to meet you. This is great. Oh, lovely to see you, Denise. Hi.
Hello. It's so good to see you. We've just gotten back from a cast trip. So that was so fun, right, Sutton? We saw so many interesting things, didn't we?
And Denise just laughs because she totally knows what this is code for. Like, it was a shit show. Everyone screamed at each other and we're all traumatized. Like, oh, Denise, you're funny. You would hang out well with Charlie, I think.
Yeah. So Aaron's like, what do we do? Are we supposed to check in? We're here for the red carpet, honey. It's like you've never done this before, babes. All right, let's go. You know, it's really difficult when you're trying to take pictures as a movie star, as a couple, because, you know, watch what happens. Aaron, walk in here. They're like, please move out of the picture, sir. He's like, all right, I guess I'll just stand over here and wait for some food to be packed. Yeah, see what I'm like? Poor Aaron. You can't make it through life on a big dick alone, all right?
You know, I feel bad for what happens with him on the red carpets. That's why afterwards I let him walk on my red carpet. If you know what I'm saying, he's got a big dick and I got a carpet. Hey, it's natural. It's what happens with a man and a woman, especially when the man's got a big dick. Too far.
Too far.
You know what, though? It's what we do.
Yeah. So they push him off the red carpet and she takes her pictures and he's like, yeah, it's awkward, you know, kind of, but just show me where the tequila is. Just show me the tequila. So then we go to townhouse number one and Denise is like, Eloise, honey, hi, come over here. Let's set up some clothing accessories for a photo shoot for our hairless cats. Hey, honey, babes, we're going to start an Instagram for our pets. What do you think about that? That's a good one.
And Denise is like, okay, Eloise, how many hairless cats do we have? So she puts up two fingers and everything. And she's like, okay, and what are their names? And their names are Blue and Tim. And Aaron's like, Tim has a bigger name. It's Balsakian. I was like, wow. I like that Tim is both. He's both like Tim's last name is basically Balsak, but also Armenian as well.
Balsakian. So what did this mean? He says he had a vasectomy because we thought he looked odd with missing parts.
But isn't a vasectomy? A vasectomy is not a ball removal. That's
sure what the hell they were talking about at this point. I was like, so did you get the cat neutered? Like, what happened here? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's neutered, right? That's what I thought he meant.
But then if it's neutered,
vasectomy, that's not the same thing, is it?
I don't know.
That's where they like tie things. Your wiener tubes. And then he's like, and then he looked odd with missing parts, but that's when you remove something. So did you add something to the cat? I'm confused.
I was so confused. I was like, I'm just going to forge forward because this is just one of many other things that doesn't make sense in this family.
Overthinking the cat's balls. That's where we're at in our life. How are you guys? So then Timmy gets his sunglasses put on and Timmy's like, Timmy, you look like a fucking rock star. Hey, Timmy, let me give you some advice. If someone introduces himself as Pierce Brosnan, don't fucking believe him, all right? You're gonna look fucking stupid 25 years later. I'll tell you that.
Timmy, why don't you tell us some stories about when you were in Bond? Oh, you weren't? Oh, I guess that's just me. Oh, well.
Yeah, it's so difficult doing a red carpet with your cat. No one wants a picture of him. Don't worry, you're going to be on your own Instagram, Timmy Tim.
Yeah, you want some body makeup, Timmy? Timmy Balsakian, huh?
Yeah, they used to call him Tiny Tim, but then we got a big dick put on him. So then we just call him Tim. Tim. Double the Tim.
Hey, I'm going to go to a photo shoot now. I'm going to meet up with my friend Kimberly. You know, Kimberly and I, we shot together years ago, back when I don't remember if it was before I was doing Bond or after I was doing Bond or during Bond, but it was during one of the Bond years. And she told me that this magazine wanted to do a shoot of us all together. So here we are. Now, look, this is what happened a week ago when I found out. And so we see Kim calling her saying, we are shooting for Runway TV. We're going to do some singles on you and then as many as we can with the girls. Oh, great. Runway. Yeah. Will Aaron dick fit on it? How big is this runway?
Let me tell you, you know, it was so fun. We did this 10 years ago. It was so different back then because the girls got along. You know, Jesus wasn't in the family yet. You know, OnlyFans hadn't started. It was a different world. The whole economy was different. They didn't have a Jesus economy. They didn't have a home porn economy. I mean, just so much has changed in our family, you know.
I'm nervous now because the kids are going to be here. I hope they get along. And then we see a week earlier, Denise is FaceTiming Sammy. She's like, are you excited about doing a photo shoot with your sister? She's like, yeah. I mean, I haven't seen Lola in a minute. She's disgusting little bratty sister. Gross.
And then she's asking Lola on her phone. And Lola's like, well, I'm fine. Like, she's the only one that, like, hates me for some reason. Hey, Mom, would you ask her if she would bring my really cute purple tank top to the shoot? I really miss it.
It just fit me so well. You know, I'm really excited. I don't think Sammy's going to be like, I can't go because Lola's there. I don't think so. And Sammy's like, ugh, I'm going to try to put that all aside because I'm going to be in a cool magazine that no one's heard of. I'm like really excited about this.
Yeah, I'm going to be a model. So this is like really fun. I'm going to get to like try out my new nose on a magazine. So I'm excited.
So Denise is putting hair in a bag and she's calling Aaron. She needs more hair. I don't know what it is, but she gets a text from Sammy. Oh my God.
She's like, hey, surely I've got hair in a bag. Oh God, he didn't bring the hair. I need my hair. All right, I got to call my husband to get my hair in a bag. All right. Jesus Christ.
Wait a second. Sammy just texted and she says, I think my car got stolen. It's gone. Oh my God. Sammy's car just got fucking stolen, guys. I don't know what's going to happen.
Made me laugh so hard. So there's a gay and he's like, oh, what? Like, towed or stolen? She's like, I don't fucking know. And like the next time they show him, he's hiding behind a curtain and just poking his head out. He's like, stolen? Was it stolen?
Let the record.
He's like, I always get blamed. He's like, as the gay on the shoot, I'm going to guarantee you I will get blamed for this. Okay. Yeah. So just leave me out of this shit. Okay.
I also loved his way of, I just love when he went, oh my God, towed or stolen? Oh my God. Oh my God. I can't believe it got stolen. But was it maybe towed? Does anyone check the tow?
Yeah.
He's like, someone should probably call the towing company. Maybe. Oh my God. I can't believe it was stolen. Well,
what happened? Yeah. And so Sam was like, my car is gone, mom. I don't know what to do. She says, well, what do you do? Honey? You call the police. That's what you do. God. She goes, I don't want to fucking go today, mom. Like, I don't even know who I am anymore without my Bronco. Like, I'm not going.
You're gonna fucking go. All right.
No, I'm just gonna stay home, mom. This is stupid. Okay. No, you're not. Okay. Sammy, we can send you a car to bring you here. It is what it is, and it's not gonna bring your car back, but you just need, you know, call the police and say my car was stolen and I gotta do a photo shoot. They'll totally understand.
Like, okay, I don't have any syllables that word is supposed to have. Just get in the car when it comes, okay? When you have to do something, you show up. That's it. It's a very important shoot for what magazine again is this, honey? For Freeway Railings Magazine. Just get over here.
Listen, you know what? Like, Sammy wants a model. She's just starting. You know, it's a small town, and you don't want word to get out that you're being difficult. The last thing you want is have a bad reputation for a runaway magazine, a magazine that is made for people who've run away from things. Okay, you got to be careful.
And then they show the gay behind the curtain. He's just poking his head out like, is she coming?
I don't fucking know. Oh, I know. God, I hope so. Jeez.
Well, whatever. I don't know. Okay, so I'm going to take some photos. So Lola shows up and she's like, by the way, I was going to ask, what's the theme of the shoot today? Is it possibly about Taco Tuesday? Because I have a prayer for that. Can we all gather around?
And Kimberly tells her, oh, the theme is high fashion, modern. And she goes, oh, wow, that's so interesting.
So just to confirm, no Taco Tuesday whatsoever.
So there's no theme. It's general high fashion, modern, you know, fashion.
I think, okay, well, my mom and sister, they've like always been so comfortable posing, but like, I just don't know why I'm not, but I'm not. Like, I just feel insecure. Like, I used to compare myself to them a lot, but then, you know, like, sometimes you just have to boogie to the beat of your own spatula. You know what I mean?
Hey, Lola, by the way, guess what? Your sister's car is gone.
Oh my gosh, that's terrible. I can't believe it's gone. Towed or stolen. That's terrible that it got stolen, but it was towed. It's terrible, terrible.
So Kimberly's like, so
they're like, is the other girl gonna come? She's like, I don't fucking know. She needs to come. I'll tell you that much. I don't know. Let's just make this an all day shoot. You know, what are you gonna do about it?
So they're doing photos, and Sammy does show up 90 minutes later. And Lola's like, hi, Sammy. Hi, Sammy. Hi, Sammy. And Sammy, of course, just ignores her because she's so evil. And then he's like, oh, God, I'm glad you're here. And Sammy's like, oh, my God, it was, like, so annoying. It got repossessed because I forgot to put the payments on my new card.
So, girl, you're rich. I can't with this girl. Like, I get it if you don't have the money, but you're rich. Yeah, it's really hard. Like, this happened, like, last time. It's happened twice, you know? And it, like, took 2 weeks for me to get it back. I mean, wow.
How many... I'm looking up. How many months before repossession, like... How many months do you usually go? So I guess it's if you're 30 to 90 days behind on payments, meaning you. So she basically went for 4 months, I'm going to say. I'm going to say she
went. I got my car repossessed one time when I lost my job at Buna Murray. I didn't have really? Any money. And I got my car repossessed. Like all I got from unemployment was barely enough to pay my rent and like the gas bill. And so my car got repossessed. And I hated that car too. So I was kind of glad.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little Fiat thing, that little tiny
Fiat. Yeah, I remember.
My Despicable Me car. And it got taken.
How long did it take? Like, was it like 2 months?
I never got it back. I couldn't afford.
No,
to get
I meant
it back.
Like, how long did it take for them? Like I imagine. Months. Yeah, because I imagine versus like we didn't receive this, and then they're gonna send a collection agency or whatever.
Yeah, it took like 2 months. They took it back.
Wow. Well, crazy? She's just rich and not paying her shit. And
yeah, so I'm like, you had the money. Come on, man. So then Sammy's like, well, yeah, it took 2 weeks to get it back last time. So Denise is like, how you don't not know you didn't prepay? I mean, it's part of being an adult, you know? I mean, Jesus Christ. You know, when you're a movie star, you have kids that just don't understand what it's like. And Sammy's like, oh, yeah, Mom, I'm not an adult. Like, I'm not ready. It's clear. I forget things all the time. Like, of course I forgot to pay off my car. If you are old enough to be on an adult site, you are old enough to be an adult.
That's exactly right.
Pay your goddamn
right.
bills, ma'am. You are getting like, that money.
That's very selective when you decide to be an adult, right? Because, you know, I'm an adult, mother. I can do what I want. I'm not an adult. I can't pay my bills. Yeah, I'm sure that drives parents nuts all the time because it probably happens to so many parents. So, hey, what kind of makeup are you going to do, Sammy? I have no idea. My makeup got repossessed, too. Oh, what kind of hair are you doing? I don't know. Oh, what's really going to put on your shoes? I don't know. Oh. Well, for me, when I'm in a bad headspace, my friends like to, like, not be serious to get me out of my serious problems. So with Sammy, I like to do that sometimes, too.
This is how we do it. Sammy, what did you have for lunch? Sammy, what color is the sky when it's raining? Sammy, what's the difference between a snail and a turtle? They both have shells. See, it's working. I think deep down she likes it.
Why are you asking me so many questions, Lola? So it's more photos, and then they're.
You know, I like that they're taking the photos, and they're both of the daughters who are kind of robots. Like they both of them, like Lola's like dee, 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 and Sammy's like da 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 da. But both of them are robots, and so they're like,
"Wow, Mom, you're like so animated when you take pictures."
Yeah.
Wow. We've never seen that sort of emotion before.
Yeah. Well, when I first started modeling, I was so self-conscious. I didn't know where to put my hands. Then I met Aaron. I was like, big dick, also known as my hand holder. And there we go.
Even when I do Instagram photos, I don't know what to do. It's really hard.
So now they have a group set. But Denise puts like a bag over her head so she doesn't get makeup on anything.
Like, Mom, you look crazy. Mom, even with a bag over your head, you look like so animated. Can I have a bag on my head?
Hey, Sammy, what's in your face bag? Is it your face?
Why do you keep asking me these questions? Oh, my God. Mom, you're like a potato sack and I'm like in a trash bag.
And I'm a cloud.
Shut up. You're not even part of this, stupid.
And they do look crazy in these dresses. They're these like big kind of, it looks like they're wrapped in sheets, which I guess was the point. I'm not really sure what that's about. So then Aaron comes in with this is when I was like, damn, Aaron, he is packing. It's like, his tripod. Aaron comes in with his tripod, and then he's like, well, guys, it's me. I'm just a guy. A guy showing up for a photo shoot. It's crazy. Do other dads do this?
And Denise is like, well, okay, well, I think that with these kids, if I just back off a little bit, they're going to come together again as friends. I'm happy. So they take photos, and Lola's saying she has real role models in her life, it turns out. She says,
I've always looked up to Gigi and Bella Hadid's photos together, and I've always wanted Sammy and I to be like them, and Sammy would hate that I say that, but I was really excited.
Oh. Once again, the Hamlin sisters left out of the equation.
I think all these Malibu kids know each other, right? Because Malibu really is like a small town. My God, that one's really tiny. You grew up with everybody in that town.
Absolutely.
But yeah, Bella and Gigi. So Sammy's like, well, part of me did this because I had no choice. But the other part's like, because future me and Lola are going to like look at this and be so happy we had those photos together, you know, because future me is probably going to need a ride. And I guarantee you Lola will have a fucking car. So,
yeah, pretty much. So Lola tries to give Sammy a high five and Sammy's like, ugh. So then they do another group shot and Eloise is wearing this cute little like cap and a blazer. And then Denise is like, I can't believe it's been 10 years since the last photo. It's bittersweet. I'm so proud to see my girls grow up. And you know what else I like to see grow up? Aaron's dick. And thing gets, it is a shower and a shower. Okay. That's what I've got to say. Well, anyway, it's been nice. We're on the families together. We're taking photos.
Yeah, you know, I've succeeded in bringing the families together. I got a family picture, and I try and bring normalcy to our craziness, you know what I mean? So, hey, kids, you want to go to get, we're going to get the cat a boob job. Anyone want to come?
Yeah. So, you know, it's funny. 10 years ago, I know you guys probably thought this episode was over, but I'm gonna keep on talking. So 10 years ago, I was definitely in the midst of probably, you know, some shitty phone call from my dad or some shit, or a call from my publicist being like, oh, this story's going out. I'm like, great, great. I'm doing a show. But like, you know, this time, you know, I'm worried about my kids showing up to the damn photo shoot. I'm glad it's my worry, not the same worry I had for 10 years ago, you know?
So she's like, girls, I'm so glad you're proud. You sucked it up. You did these pictures. You're professionals mostly. I mean, one of you arrived 90 minutes late, but still you're here. Right? You know, I want to do this again 10 years from now. You know, we could have three generations. Maybe y'all have babies, you know. And Lola's like, yeah, like, I wonder if our kids are going to get along. Like, I wonder if our kids are going to, like, have blue tank tops and then, like, loan them to each other and then give them back when they're done with them, you know. That would be nice.
Yeah, let's hope so. And Sammy's like, definitely not. My children's tank tops are going to stay with them. Ew, gross. Disgusting.
See, come on. You need to get along. All right, let's do a group hug. Come on. Don't touch my boobies. Don't worry. Come on. Come on.
2 days after the photo shoot, the unthinkable happened. Aaron found a parking space in West.
He's like, yeah, fucking nailed it. Fucking finally.
So today, as a couple of hours ago, Lola has apologized for everything. And I think we can finally move in the right direction of like moving on to like good terms between us. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I've been wanting them to be friends and now they get along. They couldn't get along for shit before. And I don't know if you noticed, but we're doing the same diary room session we've been doing. No one's even changed their clothes, but there you go. Let's just roll with it. We're out of money, so
we may not seem like it, but this is one big happy family. That's what I told Johnny Depp when he was on that carpet for Bond, and I was like, Pierce, take those glasses off and that goatee. I know it's you, and you know it was awkward, but I said family's everything, right?
And Lola's like, yeah, I didn't even realize how much I miss talking to my sister, but now I call her like 20 times a day.
Yeah, like it's funny because I don't even remember unblocking her. So,
all right, let's just end it on a good note, everyone. Come on, end it on a good note.
Mom, why do you have to deal in my ear? You're bursting my eardrum.
Sorry.
Not like you're using them anyway, for fuck's sake, all right? And that's the end. Denise Richards and her wild. Surely we'll be here for another 20 seasons. Am I right, guys?
That's how it all ends. Yeah, that's it. That's the end of the story, everyone. So that was it. That was a fun little sort of frothy season, silly. And, you know, they do have
a... Yeah, it's a fun, stupid show. I liked it.
...clan over there. So anyway, thanks, everyone, for being here for the season. I don't know if it'll have another season or not, but it was a fun division for a few
weeks. It was a fun jaunt, if you will. Yeah. All right, everybody, thanks for being here. We will talk to you next time. Recaps for the rest of the week are a little wonky because we will be doing so many live shows. So Beverly Hills, we are going to recap, but that won't be up until Friday. And then, you know, as we got Summer House will be up Monday. So it's a little late this weekend. Sorry for the pain in the butt, but we do have a zillion episodes to go listen to, including White Lotus over on Patreon. So go check that out. Also, you can get our videos over on Patreon under Crappens on Demand. If you don't want to pay for videos, you can get them a week later over on our YouTube. Watch What Crappens. We will talk to you all next time and see you this weekend, Boston, Detroit, and Chicago.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Catherine DiBernardo has our hardo.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
Dana C. Dana Do.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call, it's Diane Call.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
We could all learn from Jennifer Kearns.
She's our kind of mess, it's Jennifer Messer.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Knock, knock, knocking on Katie Manock's door.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
Rigging the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
It's our queen, it's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Know your worth with Jason Kurth.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony, Junie. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She gets an A, it's Kelly B.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible, edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
We're on the floor with Molly Dorsett.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
It's always a good time when you're wasting time with Bravo.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.